Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Suzanne, welcome to the show. And guess what? It's our anniversary.
Oh, thank you, Jim, and congratulations.
No, it's your anniversary.
It's my anniversary.
The second anniversary of being on the show.
Oh.
How about that?
Well, thank you.
So happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much.
See, we're like baseball. We keep records.
I see that.
You went 4 for 4 last time you were here, so we keep up with all those things.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, happy anniversary, and thank you for 2 good years that you've given us, and it's been great to know you. It's been great to have you as a member of our Brain Trust and as to be an outstanding resource. Folks, I am so proud of Suzanne. I've said this to her, and I've said it to other people, and maybe I've said it to you, but Suzanne, you had an idea, and you started with a clean sheet of paper, and you created something from nothing. You wrote a book. You developed some programs that people are using. Last month, you had an article that was the cover story for Entrepreneur Magazine, and I am so proud of you just to know you, but also of all the things that you've accomplished.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
Folks, you've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. And Suzanne's a good example of that. Suzanne, tell us about getting the guts to start a small business.
Well, getting the guts to start a small business is about the emotional side, the inner journey that one takes in starting a business. So that is, it's a workshop, the Getting the Guts workshop. It's based on my book, Employee to Entrepreneur.
Well, but now but talk to us a little bit about this. Talk to us about how you get the guts, because I know the article that you wrote for Entrepreneur Magazine was called 31 Ways to Get the Guts.
That's right. It was called 31 Ways to Get the Guts to Start Your Business. And
all right. Talk to us about some of those ways.
Sure. Well, the first thing is to say yes to the yearning.
Stop for a second. Say that again slower.
Say yes to your yearning.
Yeah. Folks, if we say it twice, that means it's going to be on the test.
Yeah, say yes, meaning it's that inner calling. I've worked with so many entrepreneurs, even those who were thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, that said they had an inner calling to do, that was calling them to do something. And the rational part of us always said, no, it's not time. I have kids now. I have a house now. Some reason, some excuse not to move forward with that yearning.
So well, the interesting thing, though, about that is to know when to move forward, isn't it?
Knowing when to move forward and also knowing that we don't always have to have the full A to Z. We don't have to have it already. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I just had a yearning to do something other than working for somebody else. I knew I wanted to work for myself.
A friend of mine gave me this quote. He said, you'll be prepared to move forward. I'm paraphrasing what he said now. He said, you'll be prepared to know when to move forward when you're ready to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
And that's why it's called Getting the Guts, because, I shared in the story with Entrepreneur Magazine, and I've shared it with you too, Jim, that I quit my job twice before I could leave.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I quit the first time I went back to it, quit the second time I went back to it, and the third time when I finally asked myself, what do I need to do here? I realized, Jim, I hadn't changed anything about my fears or any. I hadn't grown internally. I had wrote the business plan and I had saved money, but all my fears were the same. All my insecurities were the same. So this is about getting inside and
this
getting
is beyond,
that inner
this
courage.
Is beyond fundamentals, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's the inside stuff.
Well, it's so important, Suzanne, because many there are many stories, and you've got them, and I've got them. Our own stories. Where the fundamentals that we talk about on this show all the time, how they are important, but there are many times when, based on the fundamentals, you shouldn't be here. But the only reason that you are here is because of what you were willing to gin up inside of you.
Absolutely. You know, and you said it best when you introduced me, you know, starting with a blank piece of paper. And I think that is what entrepreneurship is. We start with a blank piece of paper, and it's like, okay, let's start you create from within.
Well, and of course, when we say blank sheet of paper, folks, we're not saying that there's nothing there. It's just in your head. You haven't actually created anything yet. You just have the vision of what this needs to be or what you want it to be.
Exactly.
And of course, the blank sheet of paper is kind of a good idea, I think, Suzanne, too, because sometimes we're better off not to have any baggage from before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I always use. I have a huge pad of easel pad that I use when I'm creative. I need a big sheet of paper, not a little one.
What are
so
some
I
of the?
Recommend what are, that to your listeners. Get a big sheet of paper.
What are some of the of the ways? What are some other ways to get the guts?
Sure, I'm starting a journal. You know, again, we're on an inner journey, so another idea is to start writing down every day how you're feeling, what your ideas are, and just whatever's going on in your life and not judging it, just letting those ideas start to come out. Another one is writing down your goals. You know, what? Even if, again, this is we're birthing something new.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the goals to work towards? And even if they're long-range goals, you can always work backwards and start setting shorter range goals.
And isn't it important to identify baby steps?
Absolutely. That's exactly, you know, even if we know, you know, when you're going on a trip, you know where you want to end up, but you still need to put the steps in place. I got to turn here. I've got to turn here. I've got to get on, do I need a bus? Do I need a plane? You know, do I need a train?
I love what the Chinese said about this. The ancient Chinese said the longest journey begins with the first step.
Yes.
I think some people see where they want to be, and they see how far away they are from that, and they don't realize that first step theory, don't they?
That's what it is, yeah. And making a commitment, you know, committing to the journey. I have someone in the class right now. We have, and by the way, Jim, this course is taught online through an online virtual classroom.
Right.
So people can come to the class from.
Give us the website.
It's gettingtheguts.com.
I love that title.
I have a woman in the class from Maryland right now, and somebody from Florida, and they can be from anywhere, you know. And we go to this virtual class, and we just can't see each other, but we can all,
right.
It's all live, and we can talk one at a time to each other in this classroom. But what I was sharing is, you know, the commitment model, making a commitment to it, you know, choosing
right.
to commit. Because that commitment is a significant part of actually getting the guts. And that's what this one woman had recognized, was she needed to commit that, yes, I am going to do this.
If you're not committed, you won't find out how much you really want this. Stand by, Suzanne. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk some more about how to get the guts to start your small business. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
No, no child. See the dog and butterfly.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become, lost in the sun.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Today is Beauty Turned Inside Out Day. And Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest, folks, and it doesn't matter which way you turn her, inside or outside, she's still beautiful and a beautiful entrepreneur, a great success story. And Suzanne, again, congratulations on many things. But, folks, if notice the April edition of Entrepreneur Magazine, the cover story belongs to our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill. Suzanne, congratulations again.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, let's talk about some more examples of, by the way, before we go any further, give us the website again. This is where folks can go and sign up for your course, right?
Yes, and get in for the newsletter, et cetera. It's gettingtheguts.com.
And the book, Employee to Entrepreneur, is available.
Correct.
Right?
And the Getting the Guts program is based, it's 7 weeks, and it's based on each of the challenges, each of the chapters of the book.
Now, can I plug in any week, or do I need to wait till a new course comes up?
Well, the new course is coming in on June 7th.
Okay, you got plenty of time, folks, to subscribe to this thing. And what, does it cost anything?
It's $500.
Okay.
And it's
that's
a seven-week
course. How often do you
meet? We meet once a week for an hour.
For an hour? Okay.
Yeah, every Tuesday night is the next course that meets.
And it's a Tuesday night at what time?
7 o'clock Eastern.
Folks, check this out. And is there a way that they, when they go to your website, can they sort of see a little bit of an outline? And
absolutely.
And they can kind of get a flavor for what they're going to get?
Each of the week they'll is outlined, and there's a sample lesson for each of the weeks.
Right.
So they'll get it. What I do is send them an electronic version of my book each week that's included, so they can go through the exercises, because the book is a workbook of exercises. And then they come back the following week.
So they're actually going to get something they can hold in their hand.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. They'll get
okay.
They'll get the electronic version. They can print it out,
right.
And then we'll discuss that week.
Folks, let me tell you something. If you know what I know, you'd know that $500, and I'm not trying to sell make Suzanne money, but I'm telling you, $500 can blow that in like 30 seconds making bad decisions about starting a business. And so this is a good investment. And Suzanne, actually, I think I want to congratulate you on making it available to folks at that price. That's a good value. Let's talk some more about the guts. What are the other examples about how to get the guts to start a small business?
Okay, I have one here. I'm reading number 10, which is go out and scare yourself.
And you're not talking about looking in the mirror either, are you?
Right. We're talking about doing something that scares you. You know, practicing, getting, you know, building that inner resilience. You know, that
so
inner
find
strength.
Out what you find out what you're made of a little bit.
Yeah, do something that scares you.
And you mean you mean unrelated to business, probably?
Doesn't
right?
have to be. No, it right. doesn't have to be related, because
bungee jumping or
doesn't matter.
Or talking back to your mother-in-law or something like that.
Exactly.
Like that?
Just but practicing something. You know, I had I knew of a woman who went out for her 40th birthday to jump off of an air, you know, to parachute.
Right.
And she got all the way up there, and she couldn't jump out of the plane.
Holy mackerel.
But the reality is, you've got to practice, mm-hmm. you know, being scared and doing it anyway. So that's the whole idea of this, is building that inner, what I call emotional endurance, building that inner resiliency.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is spending time in nature. You know, spending time connecting to seeing how things work in nature, and just realizing that there's a flow and there's a natural, they're not alone out there. You know, we're not alone as an entrepreneur, that there is a flow and a universal, I don't know how to really explain that.
Doesn't that also contribute to getting to realizing what your priorities, how to put your priorities straight?
Yeah.
And when I think of what you're just saying, I think about nature, but also I think about family and friends as part of that world. Meaning, and I'll tell you, Suzanne, I don't know if this fits with what you're talking about right now, but this is something that helped me to get through the tough times. Whenever I didn't think I was going to make it, I looked around me and I checked my position with my children, with my friends, with folks that meant something to me and whom I meant something to them. I checked my position with them. If they were okay and we were okay, then all this other stuff didn't matter.
Yes. And that's another one, Jim, is reaching out. You know, being able to reach out. And even if it's ask for help, say help, you know, feel like the one gentleman in my class last time said, you know, I feel like an island here.
Yeah.
You know, he said that over
now, guys
a number
are,
of weeks.
Guys are the worst at that. We go into our cave more than women do, don't we?
But the first course I offered, I had men.
Yeah.
Men were in this course.
Good.
About getting the guts, you know. So stereotypically, women, you know, may ease into it, but men, you know, being able to give up what they know and that all those securities and all those things, there were men in my class. And I think mm-hmm. because it's a virtual and we're not, like, showing our faces per se, we are in a classroom where you can share and be who they are without a complete vulnerability, if
right.
you will.
Right. You didn't have to give up your macho.
Right. They showed up at their computer.
Well, all right. Let's do one more. We got about 30 seconds.
Sure. There's no right time to start a business. You know, that I have known people who have started a business in debt, who have started a business with money, that, you know, if we're committed, we can start small and find a way to make it work.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's my one friend who started her business $30,000 in debt, won Small Business of the Year last year, who has one of the top ATM businesses in the country.
Wow.
So I believe there's no actual right time. This is kind of like having a baby.
Which you also know something about. Suzanne, thank you for being here. Good job
thank
today.
Thank you so much, Jim.
I'm proud of you. And you're going to be back again real soon. We're going to talk about this some more.
Thank you very much.
Give us the website again, please.
Gettingtheguts.com.
Check it out, folks. Suzanne's the real deal. Thanks, Suzanne.
See you next time.
Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.